Okay, welcome everybody. I think everybody knows me. I'm Barry Nelson, Manager of Media Relations for John Deere. Thank you so much for attending this morning. I mentioned about flash drives, and Kelly just told me that you're going to get those on the way out. So if it wasn't in the folder there, he's actually going to give you one on your way out with all the information in there. You know, this year is John Deere's 175th anniversary of being in business, so we're pretty proud of that. And even when we actually have a plow on display in our, if you come down to see the John Deere site or display down there, if you want to see what that original plow, but it was actually very innovative at the time. And so now we're coming through all these years, and I have with me our manager of marketing worldwide for John Deere Power Systems, Jeff Stigler. And we have a major announcement because the past few years we have been spending millions and millions of dollars very honestly to develop new technology for the engines, but not only that, the integrated technology we need in all the vehicles to make everything work as a very productive package for our customers. So with that, because we have limited time, I want to introduce Jeff Stigler, and he will talk about our new engines.
Jeff. Thanks, Barry. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. I want to, first of all, thank you for all taking the time to come in today. As Barry mentioned, we do have a major announcement about our final Tier 4 engine technologies, and this is something that we've been working on for many years. This really dates back to 2006 when we first started looking at what we're going to do for final Tier 4 and interim Tier 4 at the time, but we'll get into exactly what we're going to be doing. And I also wanted to say that engine technology is just one piece of the puzzle. It's really all about customer expectations, meeting those, delivering on the performance, durability, reliability, and operating efficiency requirements of the customer. So while we're announcing engine technology today, this is part of a bigger picture in terms of continuing what we've delivered over the course of previous emissions tiers for Tier 3, Tier 2, Interim Tier 4, and now looking forward to Final Tier 4. So I want to start off talking about the road to Final Tier 4, what we've done in previous tiers, and then talk about Interim Tier 4, the performance and fuel economy that are being experienced in the marketplace right now as those products have been launched over the course of the last 18 months or so, and as we continue to launch Interim Tier 4 products over the next 12. And then we'll talk about Final Tier 4. I'll get into some of the high-level details on the technologies that we're going to be implementing to meet the regulations for Final. And then also just round it up with delivering on customer expectations. What are some of the value points that we hit on at John Deere every day in terms of how we design and produce our products to meet customer expectations? So really, we've established a building block approach when we look at engine technologies. And this goes back to Tier 2 when we first introduced PowerTech E technologies, where they were the first electronic engines that we implemented. Soon after that, with Tier 3 technologies, we were the first off-highway manufacturer to implement cooled exhaust gas recirculation and variable geometry turbos. So this was a first for us, and we have about 7 years' experience now in terms of having these in the field and establishing these as durable, reliable components that ensure that the equipment performs the way customers expect. For Interim Tier 4, as I mentioned, this is the launch that we've been going through over the course of the last 18 months. We were the first manufacturer to certify the 9-liter PowerTech PSX engine for Interim Tier 4 emissions regulations. This was back in March of 2010. We started producing those engines shortly after that in equipment and launched those before the regulation date in 2010. Now, for Final Tier 4, we're taking on the right technology, right now approach that we have established in previous emissions tiers, that we're going to deliver the right technologies that are going to meet the emission standards and also deliver the performance that customers expect. So for Final, we will be adding an SCR system to those building blocks that I had mentioned from the previous tiers in order to meet those strict emissions regulations and meet the approximately 80% reduction in NOx emissions that is going to be required in the 2014-2015 timeframe for over 75 horsepower. So thinking about Interim Tier 4, I want to establish this so that we can then get to how this is going to transition to Final Tier 4. From a performance and durability standpoint, customers are receiving our Interim Tier 4 products very well. We have nearly 20,000 engines in the field right now that are Interim Tier 4 compliant, over 75 horsepower. So that's a great milestone. We've been delivering those for the last 18 months, and the performance of those engines has been very good. We're able to monitor those through our JD Link technology and have over 2 million customer hours on those engines already. Our performance for Interim Tier 4 has been equivalent or better than Tier 3. So despite the fact that we are adding emissions componentry to these engines, our engineering programs have been able to establish these engines as very high performing and in some cases better than the engines that they replaced. From a durability standpoint, whenever you add components to an engine, the concerns of potential durability and reliability issues come up. Our trends have actually improved from Tier 3. So we've made this transition to Interim Tier 4, and we've seen our durability and reliability actually get better as we've moved to the Interim Tier 4 engines. And much of this has to do with the benefits associated with the integrated drivetrain that's offered by John Deere. So you think about the components that John Deere is able to manufacture internally from axles, transmissions, engines, and the overall equipment design. These are all integrated seamlessly into a product that is going to deliver the operating efficiencies and performance that customers expect. So the bottom line of the message here is that for Interim Tier 4, we are meeting the customer's expectations today and look forward to continued launches as those products continue to roll out in the 75 to 175 horsepower range. From a fluid economy standpoint, there was a lot of talk in the marketplace over the last 2.5, 3 years on what's Interim Tier 4 going to do to my fuel or fluid economy. As we all know, John Deere chose a single fluid approach for Interim Tier 4, and this allowed customers 3 additional years where diesel exhaust fluid was becoming established in the marketplace and the infrastructure was being built. From a fuel economy standpoint, as you can see on this chart, our Deere 8335R, as an example, is excellent from a fluid economy standpoint. And you can see there are a couple competitors that utilize SCR for Interim Tier 4 as a comparison here to show how the performance is. And this is third-party testing OECD tractor power mix tractor test data that emulates the actual usage of the tractor to come up with an average of what the fuel economy is. So the bottom line here is that our fuel economy has proven to be excellent for the Interim Tier 4 engines with the Cool DGR DOC DPF approach. Now, for Final Tier 4, one of the key changes is in aftertreatment. As I mentioned previously, we'll be adding an SCR system for Final Tier 4 in the 75 horsepower range and above. Now, this is going to be called the John Deere Integrated Emissions Control System. And what this system is made up of is the diesel oxidation catalyst, diesel particulate filter, and the selective catalytic reduction, the SCR system. And this component, we've actually been, as I had mentioned before, working on this since 2006. We have been testing these systems and evaluating when the appropriate time is to implement this technology in our equipment. And that time is Final Tier 4. And it is the John Deere Integrated Emissions Control System. As you can see in the diagram, there are several components in the aftertreatment, the diesel oxidation catalyst, the diesel particulate filter, and the SCR catalyst up on top. And this is seamlessly integrated through calibration and controls with our engines to ensure that the performance is optimized for Final Tier 4. Another key change, when we look to the base engine, there are a lot of minor changes, but the big one that I want to focus on is the fuel system update. We're increasing the pressure on the fuel system for Final Tier 4, and this is allowing us several advantages. This is going to allow us to improve performance, reduce the fuel consumption, and also ensure that we have reduced PM emissions, making it easier to manage the actual emissions of the engine with the aftertreatment system. So essentially, this higher pressure fuel system, this allows us to atomize fuel better in cylinder and results in those benefits that I just highlighted. Improved performance, the reduced fuel consumption, and also from a PM emission standpoint, we'll be doing more of that in cylinder for Final Tier 4. Now, what does our Final Tier 4 fuel economy look like? I want to use Interim Tier 4 as a baseline here. And what I'm about to share with you, this is our predictions based on what we see in our programs right now. And obviously, it's still under development, and those calibrations continue to improve. But what we see for final Tier 4, focusing on the benchmark of what we've set for interim Tier 4, is an actual fuel economy improvement. So we expect fuel economy to go down slightly, fuel economy to improve slightly for final Tier 4 with that increased pressure in the fuel system as one of the key contributors. Our DEF consumption, diesel exhaust fluid, is going to range from 1 to 3%. So we represent on the chart here about 1% with the dark blue, and then it'll be as high as 3% in terms of diesel exhaust fluid consumption. This is much less than some of the other manufacturers that utilize SCR systems today and in the future for Final Tier 4. We believe that this provides some significant advantages with the Deere SCR system in the John Deere Integrated Emissions Control System. Some of those advantages could be the packaging of the equipment in terms of the DEF tank size on the equipment. Because we only use 1 to 3% of fuel burned, we'll be able to get by with smaller tanks than some of the other alternatives in the marketplace. From a performance and durability standpoint, for Final Tier 4, it looks very much like Interim Tier 4. Our goal is to maintain or improve on the Interim Tier 4 performance. And right now, all indications are that we are going to be able to deliver on that. And we also expect additional equipment integration advantages. So as we look at how we integrate the after-treatment, the engines, transmissions, axles, into the piece of equipment with our advanced electronic solutions and JD Link and FarmSite technologies, we are going to have significant advantages in the marketplace in terms of our operating efficiencies and the capabilities of the final piece of equipment that the end user is going to use. From a durability standpoint, for Interim Tier 4, we had approximately 700,000 hours of test time, over 700,000 hours of test time from engine lab to the actual in-machine testing. As this chart shows, we're going to be doing exactly the same thing for Final Tier 4. We're not compromising at all in terms of how we prove out the engines, both in the stand as well as in the piece of equipment. And 700,000 hours represents a significant investment by John Deere to ensure that those durability and reliability trends stay in the right direction for Final Tier 4 going down. Furthermore, we do test for the extreme corner conditions for over 160 applications internally that these engines are going to go into. So if you think about high heat applications, extreme cold, many of these applications we're proving out with these machine test hours in different locations around the globe. Finally, I wanted to touch on our value proposition. One thing you do get from us at John Deere is consistency in terms of our messaging with right technology right now, and we believe that we're delivering that again for Final Tier 4. Our value proposition points remain very much the same for Final Tier 4. It's an optimized solution. All of the test hours that we put into this solution are going to pay off in terms of benefits for the customer and the operating efficiencies and lasting of that equipment. It's a fluid efficient solution. As we move towards implementing SCR, our fluid efficiency, as I've shown, is expected to be maintained as excellent and potentially best in class. A field-proven solution. Those 700,000 test hours are going to pay off for us in benefits and our customers as we move forward and launch these Final Tier 4 products in 18 to 24 months. An integrated vehicle solution. As we look at all important is the integration of the engines into the piece of equipment, especially when you consider the complexity of the electronics calibration and ensuring that everything mates perfectly to deliver in that efficiency that customers expect. And then a fully supported solution. As you think about North America, we've got over 1,600 dealer locations that are going to be prepared, trained to support these Final Tier 4 solutions as we launch them in the marketplace. So with that, this is one of the first renderings of the PowerTech PSS 9-liter engine. It will be launched in mid-2013, and look forward to launching that engine and continuing the success and contributing to delivering on the customer expectations in the long term as we take on Final Tier 4 emissions, meet those regulations seamlessly, and meet the performance and efficiency requirements that our customers demand. So, with that, I'll take any questions. Yes.
Does the package size change? I mean, does the equipment have to be redesigned for this? And so when it goes into a new tractor, it's not going to be the 8R, it's going to be something else because it just won't fit.
Yeah, I can't comment on the branding name of the 8R, but what I can say in terms of integration with the equipment, not everything will change. But obviously with the implementation of a new component like an SCR system, there will be changes to the equipment to enable the integration of the SCR system as well as the DEF tank to ensure that it's it continues to be easy to use and deliver on what the customer needs. So, yes. Cost increase. I can tell you we will be competitive in the marketplace with these solutions. We're still about 18 months from production of the first pieces of equipment here, so obviously the pricing has not been established yet, but as with any new emissions tier, when you're adding componentry, there are expected reasonable increases that are going to keep us competitive in the marketplace. So. Fuel efficiency in itself, as I've shown, you know, we do very well. And obviously it depends on the application and the platform and the duty cycle that you're looking at, because there are a lot of different variables that come into fuel efficiency. But in the core applications here and where customers actually use the equipment, we expect to be very competitive and do very well in terms of fuel efficiency. So.
Jeff,
yes.
What's the most challenging aspect of this new technology?
Most challenging aspect, I would say, is creating a product that maintains the performance that we've historically had and continuing that for Final Tier 4. As you think about the emissions regulations and what we've done over the course of the last 10 years going through the emissions tiers, we've had we're facing another 80% reduction in NOx emissions, which is going to be great for the environment. But the challenge is being able to maintain that performance and delivering on those customer expectations in terms of transitioning to Final Tier 4. And right now, our testing is showing that we are able to do that. So, yes?
If you have four fuel suppliers, you could probably buy about five different grades of diesel fuel. Is there a certain quality of diesel fuel that's required to maintain the performance standards that you showed us?
Yeah, this is going to require ultra-low sulfur diesel fuel, the same diesel fuel that's being utilized for interim tier 4. So there's no changes in the fuel requirements as we move from interim tier 4 to final tier 4. So it's basically the same fuel will work with the final tier 4 engines. So,
any difference from just like a straight number 2 ultra-low sulfur to a premium number 2 or...
No real difference. If it was usable from an ultra-low sulfur diesel standpoint, if it was usable in interim tier 4, it will transition, and there should not be any degradation in performance as you move towards final tier 4. So. Yes?
Will it come with a biodiesel stamp?
Yes. Yes, we do. We've approved the use of B5 and up to B20. We recommend B5. B20, obviously, as you increase the percentage of biofuel, the quality of the fuel can come into question depending on where it's being supplied from, but it will maintain the biofuel standards that we've had for interim tier 4. So. Great. Thank you very much. Appreciate your time today.
Thank you, everybody. Like I said, on your way out, first of all, if you want to do any more interviewing or get more information, Jeff will be available immediately following this outside. And also, I just wanted you to know, this is our enterprise announcement right here. We think enough of Commodity Classic, and the folks that attend this are customers. So you're hearing it first, but then at 9 o'clock today will be the press release that goes out covering all the divisions and actually this is a global announcement. So we really appreciate that all of you are here today. As I mentioned, right now Deere is spending about $3 million a day in research and development, and you can see why we need to make that investment with some of the technology that is required for our future vehicles. So thank you very much for attending. We'll have flash sticks for you on the way out that has that presentation. It will have images and, of course, again, another copy of the press release. Thank you very much.